Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm excited about him. I think he's ready to roll. He's had a great couple years of preparation. You know, he tweaked his ankle last year. He had the high ankle. He played through it, did a great job. And for him to play on that severe of a high ankle sprain and play the way he did was incredible.
Derek and Justice, we have a good rotation going. You know, Derek's our normal down back, and Justice our third down back. As the game goes and Derek need a blow, we know Justice can go in. And I knew he was going to come and impress people by the way he played. You know, tell you what was cool about the other night was that day, LeJounte and I were sitting in a meeting and I asked him, I was like, so what do you think about the city? What do you think about Baltimore? He's like, Coach, I'm going to introduce myself to the city tonight. And so when he got that punt return, I was like, oh, you got to be kidding me.
Allow myself to introduce myself. LeJounte Wester last Thursday against the Colts at M&T Bank Stadium. That was Willie Taggart talking about the rookie out of Colorado coming in here. Hey, what do you think of the city? Well, they're going to get to know me. Where do they get a load of me? Boy, I'm going back to some movies here with these quotes. But Wester, leading receiver, punt return for the touchdown. So, yeah, he introduced himself in a big, big way for, you know, diehard fans know who he is because you follow the draft, you listen to reports, I mean, you watch and read and do everything you can to get the intel on the ball club, but maybe for the casual fan, hey, who was that dude? Yeah. Now you know. But he set the bar real high, though, Vinny.
Oh, yes, he did. You know, two returns and two excellent returns. The thing about with Wester is, you know what he did in college, so you're kind of hoping that, you know, can he do that in the pros? Because he's a little guy. And then, Chris Horton always said, punt catcher first, then a punt returner after you punt catch it. And he's done a good job, you know, catching punts. Because you want to get in Harbs' doghouse fast, drop a punt. You know, ask Tylan Wall, how many punt returners did we go through last year? Three or four? So, yeah, he was impressive because I hadn't seen, none of us, they hadn't seen that, you know, because we've seen him catch punts and there's been nothing live, you know, back there. I guess against the Colts a little bit, he took one and showed some speed. But that was, you know, under the lights, you know, and it was a real game and stuff. So, yeah, it was super impressive. Now, what's he going to do against Dallas? You know, you got to stack performance. You're not going to run an 89-yarder back every week, but just be consistent, make smart decisions is going to be the biggest thing for him, you know, because, Bob, more than likely, he's going to be a rookie standing back there against Buffalo, and if he's back there on the 10-yard line, you got to catch the football.
At night on national television, yeah. But how did he follow up practice after the big performance last Thursday? How was practice for him in the ensuing days as Dallas looms on Saturday? Yeah.
He's had a few drops this week.
Punts or receiving?
No, not punts, but receptions. He's had a few drops. So, otherwise, you know, we're not going to see. I mean, he caught the punts. Otherwise, we're not going to see that, Bob, until Saturday night, you know, when he gets the opportunity again. And they'll have a bigger crowd than the Ravens have, you know, just because Cowboys have been in California and, you know, they're coming back just like the Ravens are coming back to play in this game. So I'm anticipating that they'll have a pretty decent crowd, and they haven't announced whether they're playing starters or not starters yet, but I'm guessing he's going to get a couple returns. The number one thing he's got to do, make smart decisions, catch the football. And then anything after that, you know, if he gets – I mean, Bob, if you average 9 or 10 yards, you're leading the league. You know, that's the thing about it. I mean, we've been spoiled with his two so far.
Right. And look, I mean, you know this. Nolan does. You could have, like, a bunch of 8-yard returns. You bust a couple of 50, 60-yarders, all of a sudden that average yards per return kind of grows exponentially here. Also heard Willie Taggart talking about working with Todd Monken and OC in regards to allocating the carries. And, you know, he's stating the obvious. Derrick Henry, Justice Hill, and we'll find a way for someone else sooner or later.
Yeah, and we heard Monken say that before about Keaton Mitchell. You know, he's got to carve himself out a role is what he's got to do. And you know what? And he won't play against Dallas this week because he hadn't been practicing. So, I mean, if he does that in the Washington preseason game, similar to what he did the other night, I mean, how do you take – I mean, who are you going to take him away from? You know, I mean, if Derrick Henry is rolling, you know, you want Derrick Henry carrying the football. That's against Buffalo. You know, I mean, I guess you're going to find a couple for – you're going to go into the game probably with, all right, here's what we want to see Keaton do if we have to. You know, if he's in the game, here's what we want to see him do. We heard Willie Taggart, he was talking about Keaton Mitchell, saying that he can run inside because he's stronger this year than he was last year. And he can run inside and he can break tackles, you know, because he's got explosiveness and you know, he can drop his pads and he's thick. So it's going to be interesting to see, Bob, in that Buffalo game. I'm riding Henry, you know, I'm riding Henry all day. And then if Justice Hill, you know, third down, you know, 2-minute drill, those kind of things, fine. And if Keaton Mitchell, if we win a game and Keaton Mitchell doesn't get a rep, so be it.
What happened Saturday, though, against Dallas? Preseason game, no Keaton Mitchell. Henry's not playing, as you heard during Joe LaCroix's update. Starters aren't rolling. We'll hear from Harbs throughout the show talking about that. So, Rasheen Ali, golden opportunity. D'Ernest Johnson, I guess. Who are the others that we're going to get to know and get acquainted with or reacquainted with against the Cowboys?
Yeah. Marcus Major Jr. I mean, they're guys that are just going to be filling a role, Bob, because at best they're fighting to be on the practice squad or be on somebody else's practice squad. You know, because I just think this after, you know, I liked what Ali did the other day. And then when you watch all the preseason games, kind of watching every team's kind of got an Ali. They all got a back that looks pretty good, right. You know. So, getting another back if Ali leaves, and, you know, we're talking about having five. I don't think they can have five. But Ali's going to get a hell of an opportunity on Saturday to play. Because more than likely, Bob, it's going to be Bullock at center, Filele at the right guard, Rosengarten at the right tackle, and Voorhees at left guard, and Noteboom at left tackle. So he's going to have an opportunity to do – I mean – He should have some holes and stuff to run through.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Bob, Andy, Vinny, Serrato, Nola McGraw. It is this Total Request Thursday. Pick a song, we'll play it. Send a request, Plaza Port text line, 410-583-1057, starting at 11 o'clock. Get your votes in for featured artist Friday. Also heard John Harbaugh talking about Travis Jones. Big year for him in many ways. Could be a massive payday coming his way, and if he has a monster season, long term might be detrimental to the Ravens, but in 2025, if he levels up, and you heard Harbaugh say he's dealing with an ankle, I mean, the potential's always been there. Now, if he stays healthy, and if he's healthy out of the gate.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I mean, we could see, I don't say a breakout guy, but a massive contributor to what we expect is going to be already a good defense.
Well, at the beginning of the season last year, he was having a hell of a year. Then he hurt the ankle. And, you know, I mean, a high ankle sprain with a defensive lineman, you know, it's hard. You know, especially if you're 360 pounds or whatever. You know, I've never been 360, but I mean, walking around with a bad ankle, that can't feel good. Now, what I've seen out there in training camp thus far, he looks awesome. You know, and Bob, if he gets five plus sacks this year, which I think he legitimately can, because he's got, you know, that Reggie White club move and stuff, because he is powerful and strong, you know, so... Travis Jones, I think, has got a chance to be a guy that really, you know, could be in the conversation about Pro Bowl talk, you know, if he can stay healthy for the whole time, because he can play the run, he chases, and he can rush the passer. And if he got five-plus sacks and 30-some tackles, you know, and then what he's got to do is, you know, to make the Pro Bowl, and they'll have enough opportunities – make some plays on those Buffalo, the Monday night, you know, the night games when everybody's watching. That's when you make Pro Bowl.
Nolan, how'd you carry 360 back in the day? I mean, did you navigate it all right?
It's not easy. It's even harder when it's all muscle, I'll tell you that.
That's right. Hey, you've lost 200 pounds. You look great. We'll talk to Nolan McGraw in depth as the show rolls on. We'll get to the Orioles here in a couple of minutes. But Cooper Rush, you heard Harbaugh. They have a plan. Not going to reveal it. I mean, he's talking about it like it's the AFC Championship game coming up this week.
Bob, you only got two quarterbacks.
He's going to throw more, which will be good to see. Hopefully to the right guy.
Yeah. First play, don't throw an interception on the first play. I would think he gets a half. I would imagine that he's going to get a half, and he's going to get, you know, Tez Walker. So he'll have some decent guys. He'll have Charlie Kolar. You know, so he'll have some decent guys early on and opportunity to throw the football. But, yeah, but if they're running it down the throats like they were last week, you know, I think having some ideas to throw the ball more is good. But if you're running it, why not just keep running it?
Orioles play today at 105. When we come back, we'll look back at last night's first walk-off win of the year, which is mind-boggling. To be totally honest with you, a dramatic win against a good team broke their eight-game winning streak. Orioles could actually win the series today with a win down at Oriole Park, Camden Yards, before they hit the road to Houston. So right now, the Orioles could have an impact on the top of the American League West. Tyler O'Neill's not going to be back till September. Yeah. Moo Man's injury is a lot worse than we thought. Hey, but Zach Eflin said he'd love to come back. We can get into that and more here on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.